A Delaware elementary school counselor now being held on child rape charges was hired nearly 3 years ago after he claimed to have master's and doctoral degrees in psychology. But investigative reporting by WHYY's Chris Barish has discovered that John Irvin Arnold's advanced degrees were bogus and his framed diploma a fake.
The 47-year-old Arnold worked with K-5 kids in the Brandywine School District who had experienced trauma or had other emotional troubles. But last week he was arrested for allegedly raping a 5-year-old family member. In 2022, Delaware's Department of Education had certified Arnold's doctoral degree, a ruling that allowed him to be paid several thousand more dollars a year than if he didn't have the academic credential. Yet after his arrest, three close relatives of Arnold told WHYY News that he never lived in Ohio or attended school there, either in person or virtually. Ohio University confirmed that Arnold never graduated from or even attended the school, and that the diploma he kept is, quote, not authentic. Now the State Department of Education admits the degree was approved in error, and officials are investigating how that happened.
I don't know whether this is a lackadaisical attitude in the DOE to want to enforce anything. They happily write laws and will quote them scripture and verse, but they won't actually enforce them.
That's former state PTA president Pernima Montaigne. She says parents should be outraged and that those responsible for verifying fabricated degrees should be fired.
It's devastating. It makes you nervous to send your kid to school.
Brandywine Superintendent Lisa Lawson said there's no indications Arnold harmed students at Mount Pleasant, Lombardi, or Claymont elementary schools. But Lawson said the state and its 19 school districts, especially her own, should take a hard look at how they verify credentials for educators.
This circumstance causes us all to look at our processes and procedures. What can we all do to make sure that this doesn't happen again?
The state says it will explain how the fake degrees were approved once its investigation is complete. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.